Yeah, it's stuck. The stitch is like 2 feet deep, holy shit. Practically swallowed the car hole. What are we gonna do? I don't think the two of us can push the car out by ourselves. Do you want to try? Okay. Ready? Set? Go. The ground is too slippery. My foot is fully submerged in mud right now. Okay. Wait, you push. Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. I am pushing. I keep losing my footing. I feel like we're making it worse. No, because look, when we push, it's like we're just carving a deeper hole for the tires to sit in. Is there anything we can put under the tire for traction? I don't know either. Okay, let's just take a moment to think. Do you think the deer survived? There is literally an antler imprint on the front bumper. I'm betting he's injured. Poor thing. At least he had enough strength to run away. He probably doesn't have liability insurance. God, it all happened so fast. We were just listening to music, and then, boom, out of nowhere, I see a blur dart in front of the car, and then suddenly we're in a ditch. At least the car didn't flip over or anything. It all could have been so much worse. We should call someone, though. A tow service. Here, I can make the call. And never mind. No cell signal. I should have known. We're in the middle of nowhere. We really shouldn't have taken the scenic route. Do you want to sit in the car while we figure this out? It's freezing. Okay, let's go. Okay, so it's 20 degrees, we have no food and no cell service, and we're stuck in a ditch. Let's consider our options. We could try pushing the car out again, or we could wait and hope another car drives by, or we could walk a little ways up the road in case there's a signal. Right. Okay, so for now, let's just stay here and take a breather. The most important thing in situations like these is that we stay calm, right? Okay. If we die here, at least we'll have died having seen the Waylands in concert. What? I am staying calm. Did I not say that calmly? That was fun, though. There is nothing quite like a group of like-minded individuals rupturing their eardrums together. I love it. I love not being able to hear myself think. Seriously, though, that was the most fun I've had in months. Thanks for inviting me. I will be forever grateful that you had an extra ticket. Unless, of course, we do die out here. If we did die, do you think the Waylands would come to the funeral? Well, think about it. If two bodies got discovered in a roadside ditch, decked out in their merch the way that we are, it would definitely make headlines, and they would definitely hear about it. Then, of course, they'd feel bad, because we died driving home from their concert. A And then to honor us, they'd offer to play at our funeral. It could happen. Josephine would definitely go to your funeral. Duh. Did you see the way she was making eyes at you while she was on guitar? Please. You're actually telling me you didn't notice. Not once. She could not stop staring. I'm serious. No, it was while we were in the mosh pit during the last song. I thought she was gonna drag you on stage to make out with you. I can't believe you didn't notice. What were you so busy looking at that you didn't notice the Josephine of the Waylands staring at you? I was kind of jealous, to be honest. Did you see that? Headlights. I see headlights. A car is coming. I'm gonna get out and wave them down.
No, that's okay. We tried calling for a tow truck, but there's no service here. That would be amazing. Thank you so much. Okay. Okay, thanks.
Okay, they're gonna send a tow truck as soon as they get signal. They offered to help push the car, but I told them we're probably better off just getting towed. Rescue is on the way. Thank God. Now we just have to stay warm. You have comfortable shoulders. Hey, I'm sorry about your car. Yeah, at least it still runs. I've never been in a car accident before. That was so scary. I think my heart is still racing a little. But that might be from all the caffeine I drank earlier. I wonder how long it'll be till we get towed. Wait, hang on a minute. Is your eye okay? No, I mean under your eye. You got cut. Yeah, it's bleeding. Just a little. Here, let me see. Sorry, does that sting? You couldn't feel it before? Right, probably the adrenaline. It's not so bad. Just a small cut. I'm surprised the airbags didn't go off. You should see a doctor once we get home. Alright, sure. I'll see a doctor too. We can go to the doctor together. Won't that be fun? While we're there, maybe I'll get my hearing checked. I think I've gone deaf in my left ear. No, not from the crash, from the concert. How's your hearing? I said, how's your hearing? Oh, haha, I get it. That was funny, very funny. I'm a little thirsty. Is there anything in here to drink? That's okay. I don't want the other half of your cold coffee. Nah. I appreciate the offer, though. I need water. I think there's some under the seat. Okay, let's see. Here we go. Here's a quarter. and an old receipt from Taco Bell. Yum. Sorry, why do I feel like going through your car is the equivalent of going through someone's diary? I'll stop now. The coffee's wearing off, I think. I'm getting sleepy. I might just doze off here on your shoulder, if you don't mind. Such nice shoulders. I could definitely fall asleep right now. When we were in the mosh pit, were you looking at me? I know. I could feel it. When you weren't looking, I was looking at you. Whenever I try to look at you while you're looking at me, I always chicken out. Because eye contact is scary. That's why I'm jealous of Josephine. She has no problem staring right at you. I can't even clean the cut under your eye without glancing around and avoiding eye contact. And close my eyes. Okay, what are you gonna do? Okay. Oh, that's what you're gonna do. Is this why you gave me your extra ticket? No, I mean not so that we could. No, I mean because you maybe like me as much as I like you. I suddenly don't even really care about getting rescued.